From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting a second suspect has been arrested in Britain following the bombing of a London subway train. The man is a 21-year-old who was taken into custody in a suburb near Heathrow Airport. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old was taken into custody in the port area of Dover. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
Images of the bomb posted on social media appear to show a bucket on fire that had been placed inside a plastic bag close to a rail car door. Prime Minister Theresa May said that the attack, or after the attack, that the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center decided to raise the country's threat level to critical, meaning that a further attack may be imminent. The Islamic State militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. That decision is seen as a way to end the political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. That move opens up an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since the civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. The news of the decision comes after both Hamas and Fatah participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials. This is VOA News. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate a deal. The Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers led by Canada, China, and the European Union. The Montreal meeting took place in preparation for the annual United Nations General Assembly, the main events of which began Tuesday. And, of course, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders did tweet on the message. Shortly after a statement was released, she said that our position on the Paris Agreement has not changed. She said POTUS has been clear, U.S. withdrawing unless we get pro-America terms. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house about 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Authorities said 14,000 shelters, each able to accommodate six families, will be built over the next 10 days on an 8-square-kilometer site near the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The government said that the movement of the settlement's refugees would be restricted. The camp, which will be built with the help of the Bangladesh military and international aid groups, is in response to an unprecedented exodus that was sparked by attacks on August 25th carried out by Rohingya militants on a Myanmar army base and police reports. Protests in St. Louis, Missouri, the acquittal of a white police officer charged with murder and the death of a black man turned violent again Saturday night after peaceful daytime demonstrations. A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police late Saturday in the upscale Del Mar Loop area of St. Louis suburb University City. The Loop is home to over 100 specialty shops, including restaurants, galleries, clothing boutiques, gift shops, and entertainment venues. St. Louis Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole.
I don't recall seeing anything as awful, as terrible.
We have a contingent of officers ready to respond to any incident that may arise. We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected. However, we will not tolerate violence against citizens, police officers, or damage to property.
Friday's protests began after the acquittal of Jason Stockley, a former St. Louis police officer who had been charged with the fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith after a car chase in December of 2011. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.